Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
El Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey everyone, I'm Aaron, the producer of the show. Just wanted to point out, we recorded today's news section before news broke that the Bills-Browns game is being moved to Ford Field in Detroit. So just to clarify, not being played in Buffalo this weekend, it will be at Ford Field in Detroit.
This is George Kittle, and you're listening to the El Huddle Podcast.
What a week it's been, and we're not even close to being done. Welcome into the El Huddle Podcast, everybody. My name is MJ Acosta Ruiz. My primo, my hermano. At this point, I mean, familia is just, I think, the better phrase, because we encompass it all. Will Selva, as always. Will, it's been a hectic week. I'm in Colorado Springs right now.
Yes. Well, before we even touch upon why you're there, happy birthday. You're going to be spending your birthday in Mexico City.
Yeah, I mean, what a celebration, right? International Woman of Mystery, but not really a mystery because I'm there for the 49ers-Cardinals game. It's going to be great. I actually can't think of a better way to bring in another year. I mean, look, when your birthday's in November, you kind of know that you're competing with the football season, but I don't compete with it. I lean all the way in. It's going to be a great birthday. It's going to be a really exciting game. The last international game of the season. Mm-hmm. Will.
Yep, I love it. We saw what the atmosphere was like in Munich, and we know the atmosphere is going to be electric in Mexico City, not just for the game, but for your birthday as well, MJ. I think everybody knows how big of a deal this is. I'm so glad
you're
there.
What are the odds? What are the odds of getting the entire stadium to sing happy birthday? I mean, slim to none, I think, but a girl can dream.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, they sang Sweet Caroline in Munich. I think it's certainly possible to serenade you. How great would that be?
I can imagine a full Estadio Azteca singing Estas son las mañanitas, like just going right into it. Again, maybe I'm manifesting, maybe I'm pitching it pretty hard here on the El Huddle podcast, but we'll see. Crazier things have happened at football games.
Yeah, and also down in Mexico City, they're thinking about the World Cup, right?
I mean, of course.
They have to play against Argentina, Poland, and Saudi Arabia, and we know how big football is down there.
I mean, Estadio Azteca is the home stadium of the Mexican national team. So the fact that El Tricolor, the fact that we're playing an NFL game there the day after the World Cup starts, the day before Mexico plays its first game. I mean, it's not lost on us whatsoever. I anticipate a lot of El Tri jerseys and a lot of NFL jerseys in that stadium as well. I think it's going to be really, really cool.
I could see somebody sporting some Guillermo Ochoa jerseys as well.
Oh, no question.
Right? Mm-hmm. Chicharito, maybe.
Chicharito, as like the British announcers say it. It's my favorite. It's so
Chicharito.
Funny.
Chicharito. He's in a lot of those cell phone commercials, too.
As he should be. But quite honestly, like we've talked about that intersectionality, right? Well, like mm-hmm. football means football and how much the Latin community and specifically the fans in Mexico, because I was there for the last Mexico game in 2019, how much they love American football. I mean, there's mm-hmm. entire leagues of their own all throughout Mexico. It's really beautiful. And this matchup between the Cardinals and the 49ers is the rematch of that very first game played outside of the United States between these very two teams at the same stadium. It's a full That's right. circle moment, Will.
It really is. Do you feel like the elevation's getting to you? Now you're in Colorado Springs right now, but is that an issue at all?
Look, this is why I'm here, guys. This is why I'm in Colorado Springs, because the 49ers have taken the very wise step of training here at elevation so that they're prepared once they get to Mexico City, which is at a similar elevation as in Colorado Springs. I did the same voyage back in 2018, I believe, when the Rams were preparing to play this game here. They ended up playing it at the LA Memorial Coliseum. Mm-hmm. But that's what you do, right? You have to acclimate to this. Maybe I shouldn't be telling the story, but I'm going to, because we're in front of it, right?
Do it.
First time I came here in that 2018 season. So I get here, the resort staff where I was staying, wonderful, wonderful people. They knew I was here with the league. I go and I have to have dinner and I say, I'll have a glass of wine, sure. Everything hits different at elevation, okay?
Yes, it does.
It was one glass of wine, Will. I thought I was going to die. I literally called my mom, like, what do I do? And she's like, está bueno que te pase. Like, that's what you get, kind of. I'm like, what do you mean I didn't do anything? I just had a glass of wine with dinner. I didn't know I was doing something wrong. But she's like, well, you should have researched. You're a professional. And she's right. So no wine for me on this trip. Absolutely not.
Smart.
Water, staying hydrated. It's also, one of the staff just told me it's supposed to snow today. I'm not ready. I'm not equipped. I'm not prepared. I don't think I brought enough hand warmers. Practice is outside for the 49ers, I was told. So I'm nervous. I'm nervous for my toes. I have wool socks, but as you know, I'm a Miami girl who lives in LA. This is not my natural habitat, Will.
You'll survive. I just remember going to Peru and a Cusco and a Machu Picchu.
Oh,
and they gave you té de coca, you know, the coca leaves. Mm. And that's what helps you out to deal with the elevation.
Really?
So, yes, I wish
chocolate?
I was there to give. Well, no, the other.
Yeah, not quite.
Yeah, not quite. Be nice, though. So you brought up the weather and the snow. And that brings us to the headlines. Breaking news.
Noticiero.
It's just in.
Este breve.
I feel a little bit like Wolf Blitzer delivering the news here. Mm. A massive snowstorm is a forecast before and during the Browns-Bills game in Buffalo. A 1 p.m. CBS, 3 to 6 feet is expected. It could be moved. The NFL is monitoring. I don't know how to stop myself. I don't know what a period is, MJ, but this is what they're thinking of. That's my dramatic Wolf thing. But rescheduling is not currently a consideration because the Bills play on Thanksgiving. So snow, we bring it up. This is a big deal because the Bills are coming off that loss and they're coming off a week of hearing about, oh, Josh Allen, how is he going to bounce back? His poor decision making and is so... He does these things at bad times. I mean, what do you think about the elements and about Josh Allen getting some heat this week?
Look, I will say this about Josh Allen to start there quickly. He, mm-hmm. in that post-game press conference, He took full accountability. He said, I cannot be throwing end zone, red zone interceptions. Like, that's just unacceptable. It starts with me. A lot of the mistakes and the major errors that cost us this loss were on my shoulders. So he's very aware of that. I think the growth that we've seen in Josh Allen from the start of his career and certainly over the last couple of seasons tells me that he is equipped enough to make these adjustments and make them quickly, because in this tightly contested AFC East, they cannot take any more losses. The Bills were the one seed in the AFC before this week. They dropped down to the six. The Dolphins have now bumped up to the two seed. And by the way, the Jets and the Patriots play each other this week and they're right in it. So he's acutely aware of the ramifications of not adjusting, of not fixing these things, of not making sure that he goes out there and plays MVP caliber football the way that we know that he can. I'm not panicked if I'm Bills Mafia at all, because this is not a fluke. The way he's been playing the last couple of seasons, he's just having a moment, and he's been hurt.
He has been hurt. You had brought up the subject of drinking, and I drink at sea level. And the reality is I get drunk on Josh Allen. Okay. Watching him is intoxicating. It's exhilarating. It is. But sometimes, Josh, it's okay to sip your tequila. Okay. That's what you do now. You sip tequila. Okay. You're not shooting it.
Slow and low.
But that's part of who he is. You take the bad with the good with him, and you don't want to take away his aggressiveness. Does he have to curb it? Yes. But to me, it's I don't think it's that big of an issue. As long as he's working with Ken Dorsey to try to figure things out, I think they'll be fine. They can't afford to lose many more games, given the fact that they are third in the division right now. And really, they can't afford to lose much more. But I do think, to your point, they'll get over it. And I love watching a snow game as a fan, because I can be wrapped up, cozy on my couch.
From home, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
To be clear.
I wouldn't go in that kind of weather. So for me, it's a fun watch when you're at home under a blanket, cozy, having a hot toddy, watching this thing play out and say, thank God it's not me.
Let me explain something to you, Will.
Yeah.
These cold weather fans are built different. I'm talking to you, Bills Mafia. I'm talking to you, Dog Pound. I'm talking to you, Go Pack Go. No. Open stadiums, full weather. You think anybody in Buffalo is concerned about this snowstorm right now? No.
No.
They're not phased at all. We're freaking out. And they're like, what? It's just another week. Like, what are you talking about? We get snow all the time. And you guys sit out there, not just for the game, not just for 3 or 4 hours. They're tailgating for 3, 4 hours ahead of that. I'm out. I'm out on that. I will cheer you on from home. you know what I'm saying? No, I'm ill-equipped is the thing. I'll admit it. I'm soft when it comes to the cold weather. I can't do it.
Listen, I lived in the Northeast.
Good for you guys.
I lived in the Northeast for 5 years. I endured a nor'easter and saw how it knocked out power and the whole thing. I'm not about it. And remember going to Walmart with my wife in September, and we get all the salt and the ice scrapers, the whole thing. And they look at us, you know, side eye and look at us like, huh? And it's like, oh, we're from California.
I grew up in Washington Heights. Why do you think we moved to Miami? There was this crazy blizzard mid-90s. We lived on the second floor of our apartment building. I'm not exaggerating when I said the snow came up to our fire escape. My mom said, we are out. Literally 6 months later, we were in Florida. It was a wrap. It was a wrap for us. We're from the Caribbean. We can't do this.
I know. We aren't equipped to deal with the heat. I think that Dak Prescott is equipped to deal with the heat, because he gets a lot of it, whether it's his fault or not. To my point, going to the Cowboys and Vikings, 425 CBS, and Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy saying Ezekiel Elliott will play Sunday if he's healthy. Vikings wide receiver, this was a surprise, Justin Jefferson limited with a toe injury. Yeah. Not a lot of concern, though, according to our NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. So where do you want to go with this, on the Cowboys or on the Vikings?
The Vikings. You know what? Everybody's going to say we don't talk about the Vikings enough, right? We haven't been giving them enough love. They're 8-1, and I concur. You know what I really liked after the Vikings victory? I'm sorry to Aaron, who is our producer and is a big member of Bills Mafia. Sorry, Aaron. I know it was rough for you last week. Michael Robinson had the same sentiment. But Justin Jefferson, after the game, talked to Kimberly Martin, good friend of mine who works for ESPN. And he said, you know what? Don't talk about us. Don't talk about us now that we beat the team you thought was going to be the toughest to beat in our schedule and we're 8-1. No, don't talk about us because you guys were not talking about us before, even when we were winning game after game after game. I like that. If you're a Vikings fan, you should be really, really hype after hearing that.
Yeah, no, they are Super Bowl contenders. They show they can go on the road and beat a good team. And they made plays when they had to, 4th and 18. Kirk Cousins obviously trusts Justin Jefferson a lot, who knows how to make those contested catches and those plays. I think we're going to see a steady diet of Dalvin Cook because the Cowboys run defense has not been good. They gave up 40 rush attempts to the Packers, and you can see how they neutralize Micah Parsons. And they say if you want to get him off of his game, you got to run at him, not running any other way, because that's the way he becomes a non-factor. So for me, seeing how Dalvin Cook does against this run defense, this is going to be key to this game.
100% agree with that. Don't sleep on Dalvin Cook ever.
No.
Ever. Oh, one more question on this Vikings game. If they win, how many more chains can they put on Kirk Cousins? The limit does not exist?
I think there's a limit. I think it was Patrick Peterson who was with all the chains.
Enough. Right.
Yeah. I think, you know, he can carry on that tradition and give it now to Peterson. I mean, I think Kirk Cousins wearing the chains is fine. It was good, but I'm getting concerned that it might be a little overplayed now.
Oh, maybe. I think so. I think it's, first of all, it's jumped the shark because now the Commanders did it with Taylor Heineke after their win. So now now it's not like specific to the Vikings anymore. Like it's a wrap. It's a wrap, I think. You know, there's always some tea to be spilled, which gets us to a little bit of chisme.
Chisme.
This week, we're focused on the silver and black, man, on the Raiders. And you know how I ride with Raider Nation, Will, but there's a lot of questions right now on their coach, on Josh McDaniels. What's going on there? They're not winning games, despite having a roster that should be at the top of this division. But yet Mark Davis publicly showed his support, saying, I think he's doing a fantastic job. This has a lot of people scratching their heads. Will, to be honest.
Yeah, well, according to one report, the Raiders don't have the money to fire him because they're cash poor. And I know a lot of people wanted to see Josh McDaniels fired after that embarrassing loss to the Colts. Right. And Jeff Saturday, who had not coached on the college or NFL level. You can't go down like that. And after the game, Derek Carr sounded like a broken man.
Oh my gosh.
You can see that. He was at the point of tears and was emotional. And he clearly thinks that guys aren't all in. Whereas last year, they went through so much. The rug situation, the Gruden situation. And they still managed to keep it together with Bisaccia leading the team to the playoffs. So it's so disappointing to me to see they have most of the same talent that they had before. And Davante Adams on top of it, and they haven't figured it out. The pass protection has been bad. I don't think that they have utilized Davante Adams the way they should or can. And it just seems like they're not playing hard for Josh McDaniels. It just feels that way that they're going through the motions. And maybe to Derek Carr's point, maybe that's the case. Now, Derek Carr did come out and say, well, I'm really glad that Mark Davis came out and said that he would support Josh McDaniels. But still, there's no excuse for the position that they're in right now. None.
None whatsoever, especially when at the beginning of the season. And look, what we do leading up to the year is predictive, right? We don't actually know what's going to happen, but we are making very educated predictions based on not just the track record of the team, but the track record of the players and what's supposed to happen when you put together a roster like this one and you bring in a guy who's now in his second head coaching stint, who's coming from a franchise that won many, 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 many Lombardis. So there's a disconnect there. I don't know what it is. I think that's the biggest question mark for most people. But you know what? Sometimes it's not as deep as we think it is, and it's just not the right match.
Yeah, and Derek Carr looks unsure of himself maybe is getting used to a new scheme, but it just seems so off. And coincidentally, they're going to be facing a team in the Broncos who also have been way, way off. Nathaniel Hackett has been under a lot of pressure as well, because this was expected to be a division that was the best one in the NFL and has been anything but.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all. But here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Oh, yeah, it's that time again. Time to check in with Papi.
Que Dios te bendiga. ¿Cuáles son tus picks? ¿Quién gana esta semana? ¿Cómo es eso?
Oh, my God, Will. I love it. As you can imagine, my dad is very excited about this Mexico City game, not just because I get to travel internationally and he knows I'm going to do a lot of Spanish language content while I'm over there, but because he really likes this matchup with the Cardinals and 49ers. Now,
what's he
thinking? What I was talking to him about. I was talking to him last week because he knew that I went to the Cardinals-Rams game at SoFi Stadium. So he's like, okay, you saw this in person. Colt McCoy looked pretty good under center for the Cardinals.
Yeah,
they looked like
did.
They were having a good time. The team was clicking. It was go. I mean, the Rams didn't look great, but the Cardinals, without Kyler Murray out there with Colt McCoy, looked pretty solid. So it sort of shifted for my dad how the dynamics of this game could play out. Because before he said, oh my God, it's 49ers and that's it. There's not even a doubt in my mind. But he's like, what he saw on the field, and I confirmed this for him, was it was just a different level of sort of camaraderie, right? The mm-hmm. culture around this team seemed to shift. Shoot, Kiff Kingsbury looked like he was having a good time on the sideline. You know what I mean? So he's still taking the Niners, let's be very clear.
Yeah.
But he's real curious about the Colt McCoy. Should we call it an experiment? I don't know.
I would call it an experience, and I think it's an experience that a lot of Cardinals fans like, because I did get a text from one prominent Cardinals fan who said, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. hey, this offense looked great with Colt McCoy. And I think we talked about it in the last pod where it just seems like the offense is not a fit for Kyler Murray. Maybe it's the way mm-hmm. Cliff Kingsbury calls it, but either way, with Colt McCoy, and granted, they were facing the Rams, who also were down a bunch of players, and they were down to their backup quarterback as well. But a win is a win. They're also going to have Hollywood Brown, which is going to help them out. But we'll just see if Kyler Murray is going to play with that hamstring injury. But if he doesn't, the Cardinals have to be feeling good, like your dad, that at least Colt McCoy, that experience could at least be competitive. But I do think this is one where the 49ers take it. I just think like they are the superior team here. I don't think I'm going out on a limb saying that, but the 49ers have some momentum building now. It wasn't the most dominant win against the Chargers, but as they say, a win's a win, right. And they'll take that.
I'll say this real quick on the 49ers. I'm getting deja vu with them from last year because it was right around this time of the season after week 10 where they went on a run that took them all the way to the NFC Championship game. They won 7 of 9 games from weeks 10 all the way through to the end of the season. And mm-hmm. that's what I'm starting to feel now. They just got CMC. Debo is back. He's healthy. The secondary and the defense are playing lights out. Ooh, it's dangerous. It's dangerous. That's all I will say. Now, I want to read you a verbatim question from my dad when we were talking
dime.
Earlier. He said, and I quote, ¿Qué está pasando en el AFC East? Like 17 different question marks. So we talked about it a little earlier, and he's right. We thought Bills for sure, no question, mm-hmm. the team to beat, the team to drop. And this division has given us way more to consider than we expected. The Dolphins are playing at the level that they should be playing. Let's be clear. Going back to roster additions, right? How we were talking about the Raiders. They are living up, not to the hype, but to the talent.
Fact that they would be this good, though. We knew they'd be good on paper. To be this good that Mike McDaniel would make this big of an impact, that Tua would be considered an MVP candidate.
My heart, a little Dolphin heart. I can't take it. You've noticed I haven't really been too boisterous.
Yeah.
Even though my team right now would be the two seed in the AFC player. But that's because as a lifelong Dolphins fan, I know to stay cautiously optimistic. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I don't believe in my team, but you know what? It's a long game, right? Slow and low. I'm just going to take this in, enjoy it, have this moment, keep rooting for my team and allow them to keep building. But the Jets and the Patriots are also not going down without a fight. And they're starting to play better and better and better football. And that, let me tell you something, that Jets defense is physical.
Yeah, they get after it. And guys like Quinnen Williams and mm-hmm. Sauce Gardner, they're not backing down from anybody. And that's why, look out. Look out.
I mean,
Zach Wilson,
and the Patriots
can
are the
play.
Patriots.
If he can play well, then look out.
Did I tell you, speaking of dads, I met Mac Jones's dad?
No. Where'd you meet him? That's random.
I went to an event in Boston a few weeks ago for this brand called Noble, which, by the way, will be the title sponsor for the NFL Combine this coming season. So Mac Jones is sort of like one of the brand ambassadors. And there's this very loud, very funny man sort of like interacting with everybody. Gordon Jones, Mac Jones's dad. The loveliest person I've ever met. He was so, so sweet. And I asked him, of course, about his son. And he said, you know what? We've always taught Mac to just stay the course, tune out the noise, and do his job. And that's exactly what he's doing. So not only did we get preguntas with Papi, but we got in a Patriots Papi.
Yeah, well. I love it. McCorkle's dad.
I forgot to tell you.
Score.
Mac and cheese.
Well, MJ is off doing a very cool thing. And that cool thing, of course, is interviewing superstar tight end George Kittle, who always brings the funny, always brings the personality. And he is a friend of this pod, also friend of Good Morning Football and Total Access. So, MJ, do your thing. But in her absence, we have our producer, Aaron, who's going to be stepping in for her. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, Will. How are you?
Good, man. So look at you. We're bringing you into the pod. You probably were just shaking your head when you're hearing us talking about the weather because you live in the Northeast. You're like, these softies, get out of here.
I mean, you know, I went to college in Minnesota, too. So I've been in cold weather all the time. I am a fan of it. And I wouldn't want to play football in 4 feet of snow for sure. But
come on.
Yeah. Yeah. A little hard to run and throw in that kind of weather.
Yeah, I agree.
I am excited to jump into Bayer-Selva with you and kind of want to revisit last week's Bayer-Selva first, if that's all right.
Are you serious? No. No, we don't have to do that.
You did pretty well. You know, your first Bayer-Selva last week was that Eckler would have a receiving touchdown and a rushing touchdown over McCaffrey. Didn't quite work out that way.
Yeah. Well, Christian McCaffrey did, though, get a touchdown, so.
He did, yeah. and your second one, though, this was a good one. Your second one was you were pleading whoever the Titans quarterback would be, you really wanted them to have more than 6 completions.
Yeah.
And that worked out really well.
Yes. There we go. Okay. All right. Well, what do you have for me this week?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Buy or Selva.
Number one, Travis Kelce will score a touchdown on Derwin James.
For this one, listen, I'll be honest with you. The last time we saw these two guys face each other, it was the body slam that we saw. It was lucha libre. It was wrestling. Just what Kittle would like, although he wouldn't like that somebody would do that to his fellow tight end, his buddy. Derwin James, considering how he has been and how effective he is against tight ends, this is the crazy part if you're ready for it, Aaron. So, with the Chargers and Derwin James, he's allowed 4.1 yards per target when primarily covering a tight end since 2021. That is best in the NFL. So having said that, I'm going with Kelce on this one. Why? Because he has 8 receiving touchdowns. He's proven time and time again that he can score. He can find the end zone. He's that wily veteran. And I think he's going to get over on Derwin James. So I am buying when it comes to Kelce getting a touchdown on Derwin James.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's stick to the AFC. Second, Bayer-Selva. Do you think the Jets are going to end their 13-game losing streak to the Patriots?
Oh, okay. You came up with this, didn't you? This is sadistic. Yet again, putting me in this situation. All right, so with the Jets, they lost to the Patriots in week 8. They had seen Zach Wilson make mistakes, 3 interceptions. And also, I mean, how can you go against Bill Belichick? I mean, who would be nutso to go against him? An absolute coaching legend. Well, it's me, because guess what? I'm all in on this Jets team, and the youngins are here to stay. This defense, it doesn't matter if it's Quinnen Williams coming at you, Sauce Gardner, they are for real. And they don't care about the losing streak in the past because all that they've known is winning at this point in time. So 13 straight losses, they don't know any better. Sauce Gardner was wearing a cheese head in Lambeau Field. So for me, this is definitely a buy. I think the Jets are a better team. The Patriots have struggled on offense. And for me, I'm going to go all in on this. Sorry, B squared, but it's the Jets' time.
Ooh, wow, bold. I'm excited to revisit this next week and see how we did.
Come on, Jets.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
All right, so my first perro macho is Saquon Barkley, the league's leading rusher. And if he played all 17 games, this is assuming that he's healthy, assuming the Giants don't rest him, he can easily get 1,700 yards. And we know that he is the Giants' offense, and he's actually made Daniel Jones better. I mean, Daniel Jones has zero interceptions over the last six games. I love the fact that he's called Daniel Jones Vanilla Vic. We caught that on mic. I think it was All Access or something like that. It was pretty funny. And this is another thing too. When people think of the greatest rusher in NFL history, Emmitt Smith, for sure. He got the yards, but people often think of Barry Sanders. And right now, if you look at the numbers between what Barry Sanders did in 1997 when he had his MVP season through nine games, the numbers are very similar to Saquon Barkley. So Saquon Barkley, for me, is a perro macho.
Ooh, I like that. And it's so great seeing Saquon come back after a couple years of injuries and kind of not performing. Like, you know, he came out so hot in his rookie year and the sophomore year. And yeah, it'd be great to see him have another great game. All right, who's your second one?
My second one is Bears quarterback Justin Fields. I believe it was after week six where Ryan Fitzpatrick implored the Bears to run the ball through Justin Fields, get the design runs for him to get him outside. And obviously the Bears listen. Who do you think is leading in scoring over the last month in the NFL? The Bears. 325 yards rushing for Justin Fields over the last two games. He said his legs feel heavy. Well, yeah, they're going to be feeling heavy throughout the season, Justin, because now they have found the secret sauce. The other thing that I like about Justin Fields is that he's really learning how to navigate that pocket, knowing when to leave and when to stay and scramble and buy some more time, has his eyes downfield constantly. We're really seeing this evolution from him and just so glad that the Bears decided to have him run the ball more, because I'll be honest with you, those first few weeks, I thought the Bears offense was boring to watch. Now they're actually exciting to watch because we don't know what Justin Fields is going to do with the ball in his hands, but we do know that he's going to ball out, and he even balled out for my son's fantasy football team, Kittle Skittles, and he got them 40 points. So Justin, let it ride, baby. Let it ride.
We found the altitude, and amongst it and all of the snow, George Kittle. George, thank you for coming on. Will Selva, who is my co-host for El Huddle, very excited to be here. He will be joining us virtually in a moment with add-on questions. Yes.
Awesome.
But I wanted to ask you about the significance of this game in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
Before the last game in Mexico, pre-Panny, I remember I brought to you a gift from the Lucha Libre fans, which was their own custom mask.
Yes, you did. I still have it.
What about it attracts you to it? I mean, other than like the WWE.
The Lucha mask?
Yes.
Why do I like it so much?
Or just the culture of the Lucha Libre culture.
Well, I got big into the Lucha mask. I was in New Orleans for WrestleMania 2018, I think. Yeah, 2018.
Feels like a million years ago.
I know. And so leading up to WrestleMania, there's all these small-time wrestling shows that go out throughout the entire week, right? And so like the big ones on Sunday, but like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, there's all these shows and it builds up towards the end of the week. So like Wednesday and Thursday, I went to these, it was like outside wrestling ring, and they had these, it was a lucha promotion, and just the way that the style of wrestling was just so, it's so fast, there's no slow time, they're flipping over the ropes, they're doing cartwheels, backflips, and the whole, like, a match will last like 5 minutes, but there's not a single stoppage of action. And so I thought that was really cool, and that's where I first saw Pentagon Jr., who's the guy whose third down celebration I use. And he, I just like watching, I was like infatuated with it. And then the more I got into like watching Lucha wrestling, I watch Lucha Underground sometimes, but what I really like.
Underground.
Liked, yeah. It's fun. It's.
That sounds like a whole other level of
it
Lucha
is.
Libre.
It's aggressive sometimes, but I really enjoy it.
More aggressive than actual Lucha Libre?
Oh, it's.
Now I gotta
it's
Google
just,
this.
It's really fun, but it's, I like the mask. It's like your hidden identity. It's kind of like your alter ego, your superpower, and I'm big into alter egos. And so I just kind of connected with that. And, also like, it's just a completely different culture than anything else I've experienced my entire life. So being able to like kind of see that from as a fan and then also interact with some of the Lucha wrestlers was fantastic. I got to meet Rey Mysterio.
Oh, snap.
I met him like they were in San Jose a couple weeks ago and I got to go to that show. I met Rey Mysterio for the first time and that was fantastic and one of the nicest people I ever met. But like just the mask is just, I just got this vibe and I really enjoy it.
Perfect. You know, Will sent in a little question about the Lucha culture.
George, we know you're a huge wrestling Lucha Libre fan.
Yes.
Since you're going to be in Mexico, we want to teach you how to say one of your favorite lines. Are you smelling what the 49ers are cooking?
Oh, let's go.
So here it is in Spanish. You ready for it?
Kind of.
¿Puedes oler lo que los 49ers están cocinando? ¿Puedes oler lo que los 49ers están cocinando?
Now, I got you because
I need subtitles
my
really
first
bad.
Language is Spanish, so we will work through this together.
Oh, you're gonna help me say it?
I got you.
Okay.
All right.
What's the first one?
So, puedes.
Puede. Is it a B or a P?
With a P. Puedes. P.
Puedes.
Which is can. Can
yeah,
you?
Yeah, puedes.
Oler, which is smell.
Ole.
Puedes oler. There's
oler.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, George. You got this.
Oler.
Loque.
Loque.
Which is what the?
Yeah.
49ers.
49ers.
This is the hard part. Están.
Están.
Cocinando.
Cocinando.
Look at me saying it's the hard part, not George crushing it.
Now it's just me remembering okay. That sentence.
Puedes oler.
Puedes oler.
Lo que los 49ers.
Lo que es los 49ers.
Están.
Están.
Cocinando.
Cocinando.
Boom.
We're here.
There's nothing this man can't do. I mean, out of control. Amazing. Amazing.
I enjoyed that.
This is a business trip,
good job,
of course.
Will.
I know.
Good question.
Good question.
I wish you were here, but you're scared of altitude.
A little bit. It's okay. He was. I'm not. I didn't want to say it.
That's okay.
I said it for him.
Don't worry.
It's a business trip, of
yes.
course. But if you could spend a little more time in Mexico City, what would you want to do right off the bat?
I love history, so I'd probably want to go see any type of monuments and or like historical prominent areas. And I just like seeing them. I love like massive buildings for some reason. I think man-made stuff is really, really interesting.
Yeah.
I spent like 2 weeks in Italy and then
nice.
I went to the Vatican and that was one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my entire life.
Cool.
Huge fan of the Golden Gate Bridge. I think that's just mind-boggling too.
Yeah.
So like just seeing stuff that was built a long time ago in Mexico City, I think would be really, really fun.
George Kittle, history buff. I love this.
I try a little bit.
I love this about you. But the game in Mexico City, of course, is a rematch of that very first game played outside of the U.S. for the NFL. It is.
Yeah.
2005, and it was the Cardinals and the Niners.
I know. I've seen a lot of highlights recently.
I'm sure you have.
Yeah,
I'm sure you have. But there's something about this 49ers team, right? What is it about you guys that you can just take it to a next level at a point in the season when most teams are gassed? This is when a lot of teams start to hit a wall. We've seen it all across the league. But for you guys, it's like you're switching into another gear. What do you think the X factor is for this Niners team?
I think our team has a really good sense of urgency.
Yeah.
I think that's a huge part of it. I think that also we started out a lot slower than we wanted to.
Sure.
We had a little bit more road bumps than we expected to. I mean, we lost our starting quarterback like halfway through week two. And so like that was a complete game change because we're running an entirely different offense, like not an entirely different offense, but very different plays than what we were running in training camp. And so had to fix that a little bit. But, we were sitting at, I want to say maybe it was 2-4 or something like that. And we were very like, hey, that's not what this type of team is. Our roster's too good to do that. Our expectations are too good for that. And so I think guys just, I don't know if it was a kind of flipped the way they were thinking or just the sense of urgency increased. And I would say like the last 4 weeks we've had our best practices. We've been flying around. The run game looks incredible. And so we're just playing a little bit better. And, that starts with, our coaches and our best players. And then I think the young guys are starting to figure it out too. Cause I mean, we're in week 10. Right?
11.
Week 11.
Gosh.
And there's still a lot of games left. And like, so for the young guys that only played college, like their season was almost over and they're figuring out that, hey, it's a longer season. I got to do a lot more. And I also think guys are just getting better week to week too. And I think that's one thing you really, when you watch our tape, and you're watching it today, like you can see guys trying to get better and you got to really appreciate that.
An interesting thing happened today in the post-practice press conference, I should say. Shanahan was talking about Christian McCaffrey and how he's really getting integrated into a team, but he says he's all business. Oh. He's locked in on football all the time. So CMC comes up and he's, talking ball. And suddenly we see him start laughing out of nowhere. And we're like, what? He's like, George just walked by. And we're like, yes, of course. Of course, that's what cracked the wall there.
Yeah.
How has it been? Because personally, I've been to many facilities, been around many teams. Mm-hmm. And I've just never seen a locker room like this one. You're in it. Yeah. I only get a little sliver of it in media availability. What is so special about the culture of this team?
I think one, everyone in the locker room respects each other.
Yeah.
And I think that's really, there's not anyone in the locker room that doesn't like anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think guys have disagreements. They may have different views on certain subjects. But at the end of the day, everyone knows that we're all there to obtain the exact same goal. And so we're going to work our tails off. We also have guys that, practice at a really high level. Our best players practice at a really high level. Fred Warner sets a tone on defense every single day. And if you're not matching his tone and you're on defense, then what are you doing out here? Right. And so I think it just elevates all of our players. I think our locker room too, everybody knows each other. I mean, you don't just have like tight ends don't just sit in a group and talk. The wide receivers don't just sit in a group and talk. Like, everybody kind of mingles. Everybody's shooting hoops, playing bags, cornhole. Like, guys are just interacting all the time. And guys genuinely like each other. And we do a lot of out of the stadium. I mean, off the football field, we do a lot of stuff. Coach Shanahan does a great job. The Niners do a great job of getting the guys together off the field. Our wives, girlfriends together off the field. So just everybody knows each other and you just have this relationship off the football field. And I think that really helps. You know, you want to play for guys that you really enjoy.
I got to give a quick shout out to the 49ers Wives Clubs because they are the fiercest group I've ever seen. I think every single time post for game day, I'm like, okay, boots. It's like I'm shopping, right? On my Instagram feed.
Oh, they know what they're doing.
They're baddies.
Those girls know
what
they're
doing. If you know, you know. They sure do.
They show up on, it's their game day too.
It is their game day. Legit. All right. I think it's time for another Will Selva question really quick.
It better be good or Willis is $20.
Okay, George. So my 9-year-old son, Ben, is a huge fan of yours. He, in fact, wears number 85 in flag football because of you. He also named his fantasy football team after you, my friend. Kittle Skittles. That's what they're called. And they are crushing it right now in first place. What would be your pep talk to him or to anybody else out there that has Kittle in the fantasy football name?
Oh, wow.
No pressure.
First off, thank you guys so much. There's a lot more touchdowns and yards coming your way. I will say that.
I love it.
Be excited. Second half of the season, things get hot. Things get spicy. Yards, touchdowns, yak. It's going to be a good showing out there. And just make sure you're taking care of your players. Give them rest when they need it. we hear your DMs. We see your DMs. It's okay. We're trying our best out there. We don't need any more motivation, but thank you so much. You guys say only the nicest words. Never had a mean DM before in my entire life. You guys are doing great. Thank you so much. And Coach, we'll get you some points here this Monday.
That's it. You're not hype. Listen, these fantasy owners are no joke. I'm not among them. I'm only nice to the players who don't give me points. There's a few of you who only gave me one last week.
I was 3.1 last week.
I won anyway. Last question for you, George, before I let you go here.
Oh, okay.
This team is giving me deja vu now of last season.
Because
it was right around this time, around week 10, week 11, when you guys went on this run, winning 7 of the last 9 games.
Yes.
Going all the way to the postseason, culminating in that NFC championship game.
Yes.
Are you getting that feeling once again?
Well, I will say this. So, start of the year, we weren't playing at our highest level, you know, kind of chunky, like things weren't clicking the right way. And I remember my my tight ends coach, Brian Fleury, he pulled up this cut up of like, I think it was Rams week for us. So the NFC Championship week, a practice, like 3 practice clips from that week. And we were, I mean, whatever week that was, week 20 something in the season. And we were flying off the ball, like in the run game. Everyone was stepping great. Scout team was flying around. Guys were running routes like so fast. It looked like a game. Yeah. And our first couple weeks of practice didn't look like that. And we saw that. And I know other groups, I think, saw it too. But like that just kind of like, I wouldn't say that inspired us, but it just was like, it kind of flipped on that sense of urgency. You're like, well, I know for a fact that I didn't feel very good. My body didn't feel very good at that point in the season. And I feel a lot better than, I mean, I feel a lot better now than I did then. Like I can practice at a higher level. Yeah. And I think that just kind of clicked in, I'd say almost everybody said, and we have guys that were practicing at a very high level regardless, but I think it just kind of clicked for the whole team, especially young guys that saw, they're like, oh, that's what it's supposed to look like. And so that was a big part of it. And I don't want to say it's definitely not the exact same. We definitely have different players, but we have a lot of similar guys in this team. We have our core guys from last year, and I know that we're playing at a high level. We're going to continue to play at a high level, and you know, while I think there are similarities to last year, and we're definitely, we won 2 in a row, which is awesome, going for 3, and I think that the best thing that I know, I've heard Trent Williams say it, I've heard Jimmy G say it, I've heard Ayuk say it, like we're focused on this day, like this game, and that's all that matters. And having that mindset, and I think it's been very beneficial to us as well. And so we're just excited about this opportunity to play in Mexico in front of, I think it's 82% of the tickets have been sold to the Niners because the faithful are oh so great. And so we're just excited to get out there in front of all those fans and just, it's going to be such an atmosphere, and we're all so excited for it.
The Niner gang in Mexico City is no joke.
I've seen it
in real life.
I'm pretty excited.
I actually lied. I have one more quick question for you. How embarrassed was Jimmy at that Warriors game?
Okay, so the best part about that, thanks for asking me about that, because I will tell whatever detail you want, I'll tell you.
Oh, my God.
No, but so the best part about that was that wasn't the Golden State Warriors dancers. That was like their, I don't want to say senior
I think
dancers.
It's like their golden oldies. Miami Heat have a similar.
It's a golden oldies.
Yeah.
But so that was so funny because they all did their dance and then immediately the woman in the middle straight staring at Jimmy, beeline. And she came over. And then what she did, like all the other girls did. And it was just so funny. Because, I mean, I love making Jimmy a little uncomfortable. Yeah. I think it's really funny.
He was blushing hard.
Oh, I mean, a lot of wonderful women over there just mildly throwing themselves at him. It was fantastic. I
almost wonder, because I actually clocked that it wasn't the actual Golden State Warriors team. But I was like, how many of them are like, hey, Jimmy? And how many of them are like, you know, my granddaughter would make a great...
A handful. I'd say 50-50.
50-50.
Yeah, 50-50.
Phenomenal.
Honestly, I think most of them are pretty selfish and they wanted the attention themselves.
I love it.
I love it. They were wonderful. And put on a great dance routine, too.
Literally shoot your shot.
Why not? What's the worst that's going to happen? You're going to say no?
And Jimmy's too polite to ever make anybody feel bad.
Yeah, like, oh, no, thank you. Hi. It was amazing.
It's too good. George, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Week 11, there's going to be no shortage of storylines. There already are. But we always like to put our little exclamation mark, Will. Punto. What's yours this week?
My y punto is... My punto is all we know is that we don't know, because every single week something changes, something surprises us, something leaves us in awe. And I think this week something is going to happen where we say, wait a second, we didn't anticipate that. We didn't see that coming. So I think my punto is all we know is that we don't know.
Just call us Jon Snow at this point. We know nothing. You know nothing, Jon Snow. My punto would be... Yes, I love a Game of Thrones, House of Dragons reference there. My punto would be, I'm going to need some of these teams to get it together, right? The teams that are supposed to be winning some of these games, y'all need to win these games, all right? Stop it. And I'm not just saying it for the sake of my game pick standings on NFL Total Access. That is the selfish part of it.
Sure.
But for their own benefit, right? Like, this is a time of the season where, for some of y'all, it's not too late. We have an extra week in the year, like, and in some of these divisions, you could probably get into the playoffs with 7 wins on the schedule, which sounds crazy, but this is where we're at. So get it together. You're not out of it yet. Y punto, Will.
I love it. And final thought, I'll say, happy birthday. I hope you have an awesome birthday. I wish I was there with you. Feliz cumpleaños. You are the best. And I'm so glad that we're on this journey together doing El Jaro podcast, because I look forward to when we record. So enjoy yourself. Salud. Okay, please.
Thank you. Thank you, Will.
That's it for us. Another fun-filled edition of the El Huddle podcast. Make sure to please subscribe, download, and share this week's episode. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please be sure to rate and review. That'd be awesome. You're awesome, MJ. We are done. This is El Huddle. Adios.
In Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024.
2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the Dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.